producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
He just told you to shut the f*** up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar, son of a...
The latest trending topics, legal cases, and social issues. In-your-face commentary on all subjects. Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth.
Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased.
Don't you want respect? Give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome out there. Welcome back to the Adam Thompson Show. Thanks for joining us this week. My favorite place to be on a Saturday night with all you guys out there listening. It's a lot of fun. I love getting those emails and tweets from you guys. It never gets old, I tell you. I love to hear all the different opinions of people. And it's very relevant to say that this particular time of the year because we just passed Election Day. And Election Day, as an American, is really one, if not the most important day, because unlike many other countries around the world who are under control of just a dictator or don't have a real democracy in place, they don't get to vote. They don't get to elect their officials, who their representatives will be. And we do. We fought for that right. That's why we have a Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We basically fought to get our independence and then to be able to elect the officials to keep those rights in place and do the right thing for us. And that's the greatest right we have, to vote. A lot of people don't vote. A lot of people think not going to vote because they don't like the people that are running. And, you know, that's another position you can take too. The I choose not to vote because I don't like who is running. But in the grand scale of things, we look at our candidates, we see who's running, and we try to make an intelligent decision, at least I hope you do, about who to elect. But how do most Americans vote? How do they make that decision who they're going to vote for? And, you know, when I talk to lots of people and I read the stories online and I see interviews with people, it's very troubling to me. Very troubling to me. And that's because most people don't make intelligent decisions when they vote. When you talk to most people that are registered Republicans, or you talk to people that are registered Democrats, and you ask them the candidate that they're voting for, their usual answer is purely because they're a Democrat and I'm a Democrat, so I guess I got to vote for them. Or I'm a Republican and they're a Republican, so I have to vote for them. But if you go through the issues that are important to them, or the issues that are important to this country right now, how do we fix education? How do we make more jobs? Should we increase the minimum wage? Should health care be available for everybody? How do we improve law enforcement with all the police violence we see going on? How do we make the citizens act better to the cops so the community is safer? You know, how do we secure our borders? How do we end terrorism? The list goes on and on. If you ask people where they stand on these issues, they're confused. And then if you ask them where the candidates they're going to vote for stand on these issues, they don't know. How do you vote for someone when you don't know what they feel or believe or where they stand on a particular issue? How can you do that? You know? Are you pro-choice? Okay. If you're pro-choice, would you elect someone who's not pro-choice and then would ban abortions? If you think drugs should be legalized, marijuana in particular, because you're tired of seeing billions of dollars wasted on needless prosecutions and incarceration of people for a nonviolent drug that is no worse than drinking alcohol and certainly smoking tobacco. Would you vote for someone that's against that when you think it should be legalized? Do you want someone that thinks that people make too much money and they don't want to increase minimum wage? Well, if you don't think the minimum wage should be increased, vote for a candidate that supports that. But you think it should be increased, why would you vote for someone that doesn't believe that? But the problem is, so many people vote for people and candidates for the wrong reason. And it's troubling, and it's sad. Not many people vote for a candidate just because they're the same race or color. Well, I'm white, he's white, I'm going to vote for him. Oh, I'm a minority. I'm going to vote for that candidate because they're black or Hispanic. Hey, you know, we got to stick up for our own people. We got to support each other. Or we need more diversification. Not enough women elected to office, you know? We got to see a woman president. Be great to see a woman president. But do you elect a woman president who's running against a man if she's not a better qualified candidate? No. If she's running and she's a better candidate, great. Vote for the better candidate. But if she isn't a better candidate that will do a better job, why would you vote for her? But there's going to be lots of women who are going to be drawn to, say, a Hillary Clinton campaign because she's a woman and they want to see a woman get elected. Now, do you agree with everything that she says? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Are you concerned by credibility and integrity and character issues because of all the allegations made against her, many of which have still gone unanswered, or the ones that were answered weren't answered really in a satisfactory way? Does that trouble you? Does that bother you? It should. But I want to talk about something that really troubles me, and I'm going to cover this sometime in the show today. If not during the show, then definitely when we get to overtime, but about religion and politics. That really troubles me. It troubles me probably more than anything that I see that goes on in our political process, because I'm a very big advocate for keeping religion out of government. You know, there's a reason that the founding fathers were real big on the separation of church and state. They did not think that it should play any part in decision-making at all. And all the people out there saying that this is a country built on Christian values, you are wrong. It isn't. They wanted to keep a separation of church and state. That is such a point that meant so much to them, they made sure it was written into our founding documents. They wanted to make sure that there was checks and balances in place from all the different departments of government, the judicial, the legislative, the executive branch, to make sure that no shenanigans went on. Everybody was doing what they were supposed to do, and if not, another branch could step in and make sure that they were held in line and didn't overstep their boundaries. But the separation of church and state is a big thing in our country, and the problem is now we see so many candidates running, and the biggest part of their platform, more than anything else, not necessarily being qualified, not having the real background to run for office, that the biggest thing they're running on is their religious political affiliations. Mike Huckabee, you know, he's a man of the cloth. He's a man of faith. And that's primarily the principle he ran on. Got him elected governor. Thought it would get him elected president. Rick Santorum, he was big in the polls last year. This time he's fizzled out. But he made it clear, if I'm elected president, I'm going to run the country based on my moral and religious principles, my faith. Boy, is that a dangerous thing. Now, Ben Carson, who is a Seventh-day Adventist, he is saying the same thing. He recently just came out and said that he thinks the pyramids were built by Joseph to hold grain and not by Egyptians that pharaohs would be housed in after they died. Contrary to what history has told us and everything that we found in historical documents, and contrary to what archaeologists have found and told us. This scares me to death, because there's people who want to control and run our country as our top leader, who will let their personal religious belief control how they think and what they do in making decisions that affect us all. Well, what if you're not that faith? What if you don't agree with it? What if you completely disagree with it? What if you have no faith? Does a Christian want a Jew using his faith to control how the country will run? Does a Jew want a Christian doing that? Do we want a Mormon in charge of the country telling us when they die they think they're going to a planet? A man of the Mormon faith, like Mitt Romney, who was steps away from getting into the presidency, that when he dies he thinks he goes to a planet where he's king and has 10,000 female servant virgins at his fingertips. This is very dangerous and very scary, my friends, because religion and politics should not be blended together. I'm not saying don't have faith. I'm not telling Mitt Romney not to be a Muslim. You want to be a Muslim? Be a Mormon. But it's scary to me that people want to push those religious beliefs on other people and be in a position where they can make decisions that affect us all and impact all of us based on those religious beliefs. I want you just to think about this before we go to the first break. Everyone is so up in arms because we're afraid of extreme Muslims.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We have a returning guest who's going to be commenting on a story that's just been spreading crazy all over media and social media. So this is an unusual thing. You usually find something in mainstream media, and it may not be that covered over the internet, but this is also trending on all social media outlets. And of course, I'm talking about the comments recently made by director Quentin Tarantino regarding law enforcement. He recently spoke at a demonstration. And when he was at the demonstration, he made a lot of comments that he actually took a lot of heat for. And let me read those comments so we know exactly what it was that he said. And speaking about all the police brutality cases that are going on, the unnecessary murder or deaths of individuals at the hand of the police, he said this exactly. He said, I'm a human being with a conscience. And if you believe there's murder going on, then you need to rise up and stand against it. I'm here to say I'm on the side of the murdered. When I see murders, I do not stand by. I have to call a murder a murder, and I have to call the murderers the murderers. So that's what he said at a demonstration. Then recently, he's been on numerous shows, asked about those comments, and he basically doubled down and said he stands by it. He won't be intimidated. He won't change what he's saying because he thinks that there's a lot of real police activity that's going on that's inappropriate. And he brought up all the different cases from Eric Garner in Staten Island where the officer used a chokehold and he wasn't even charged. He was exonerated by a grand jury. He's talking about the Walter Scott case. He's talking about the Sam DuBose case where both officers are presently charged with murder. And but for a video of those incidents, who knows if they would have been charged at all. So let me get to our returning guest, who I always love to have on to discuss these issues. I'm talking about author and speaker and former sheriff, the one and only Richard Mack. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks much. But there's one little quote you left out on the Quentin Tarantino comment.
Please add.
He said, yes, everybody has to admit that we have a real serious problem with white supremacy in this country, and specifically mentioning law enforcement. White supremacy among law enforcement? I mean, that's just loony. And not only that, if you watch him on the news at all, any of the footage, he looks a little bit demented. He looks disturbed. And, boy, we know that Hollywood certainly produces a lot of crazy, weird people, and I think he epitomizes that. His comments, and you already know me well enough to know, if cops do something wrong, I'm all over them. And I do believe that the cops who were responsible for the death of Eric Garner in Long Island, I believe that they should have been charged with a manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter. But you know what? The jury decided differently, and I'll bet you there were blacks on that jury. And that we try to make everything a black and white issue in this country, I think is beyond absurd, especially when you look at the refusal of Obama and the NAACP and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson to refuse and turn their backs on black-on-black crime in America. And there's no one, there's no other group in this country that kills more blacks than blacks do.
They
want to blame that on white people or whatever, and it's just too absurd. And if we're going to address murders in this country, then let's address all of them fairly and equitably.
Well, certainly, I think we could all do better as a society in trying to improve relations between the community and law enforcement. And I think it's
across
the board.
I
shouldn't play an issue. So let me ask you the big question. Do you think this was a missed opportunity? You know, there's lots of demonstrations that are going on around the country, and I'm actually very much in favor of them because I think free speech is an excellent thing to exercise, and I think that this is a good topic to discuss and that we should be discussing that the police have been using in many instances unnecessary and excessive force, and that there seems to be a lack of training for many officers. But the big picture is
I have said the training issue has got to be addressed, and almost every one of them that start talking about law enforcement completely ignore the problems with training our peace officers in this country, and that must be reexamined because we're not training them properly. We're not.
Right. Do you think this is a really big missed opportunity where someone with the attention that a Quentin Tarantino can get, when he has an opportunity to speak on a topic like this, rather than speaking on it in a manner that wouldn't exclude or excite the populace, let's say, to now change the issue from instead of discussing police brutality or excessive force or retraining of officers that would be beneficial, he makes sweeping statements such as there's a white supremacy problem and linking it to law enforcement and saying that, you know, they're murderers in a general way. Rather than in specific instances, think a big opportunity to really get a good conversation going was missed, and the narrative has now changed where the stories are about Tarantino, not about the problem. Right. Am I missing something?
Well, and I think that again speaks to his mentality, and I just don't think he has enough smarts or intelligence to address these issues fairly, and that he's not looking at the Black Lives Matter group who have said we want cops dead, and when do we want it now? And for anybody to get away with that kind of terroristic threat towards cops, and that even a black officer in New York was gunned down and killed, and they're not talking about that, and Barack Obama's not reached out to him or his family and the people there. You know, this thing is so one-sided to foment the division between the races. And let's just lay the blame where it belongs here. Race relations in this country have been worsened tenfold since Barack Obama became president. He said he was going to be a uniter, bringing people together. And it's been nothing but the opposite. It's been destructive. It's been a horrible thing that has happened to America. And you can lay the blame right at the White House. And so Quentin Tarantino is, again, very one-sided in his view of this whole thing and going and siding with the Black Lives Matter group. I have sided with people and have talked with them and sat down with them and told them how sorry I was that their child was killed by a cop. I've seen those, and it just tears my heart out. And I am on their side, especially when a cop acts inappropriately. But to make these sweeping comments about law enforcement, there are not cops waking up in the morning and saying, oh, I hope I can kill a black kid today. You know, that is what they portray, and that is a lie, and it's not true. And, yes, we need to address these issues and take them one by one, case by case, but we have got to readdress how we train our cops in this country, and that they become so badge heavy and forgetting about freedom and liberty, forgetting about their oath of office, forgetting about the Constitution. We have got to retrain them and teach them that our job is to protect rights, protect life, and that we are part of the Republic of America that stands for freedom and liberty and individual rights in this country.
Well, I can't say I agree with you more, because if we just focus on what the real problems are, and they are making sure our law enforcement gets proper training, making sure that the community works with the law enforcement agencies that are out there, they're not your enemies, and if we could all learn to work side by side together to make our communities a better place, things can go and move in a positive direction. But as you said, Sheriff, and we're out of time, we're at a really low point in community relations between everybody, and we can do better. And you know what? We must do better. I want to thank author and speaker and former sheriff, Richard Mack. Thanks for joining us again, Richard.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Adam Thompson Show. Hey, I'm strapping myself in. I'm putting on those little shoulder things that you put on when you go on those loop-to-loop roller coasters, because we all know what time it is. It's time for our debate segment. Yeah, when we get down and dirty in the pit, where I bring in some of the best commentators from around the country, hosts of shows, experts from all different fields to comment on the most trending stories that are out there. Basically, stories that you also send us either in your tweets, your posts, Facebook, everywhere. And the best thing about this and all the comments, so I like to always reiterate it at the beginning, is you guys love that it's all impromptu, off the cuff, all our experts coming on. They know what's going on. They read the news. They stay up on current events and all the topics, but they don't know what the topics are going to be beforehand. We don't send out questions. We don't give speaking points. We don't give them quips or funny things to say. It just flies off the cuff, so it's real and raw when we do it. So with that said, let's bring in the panel, all returning people, so it's going to be a wild one today. A lot of my favorites. We have, of course, John Grayson, nationally well-known syndicated talk show host. We had Edward Woodson, another talk show host. Check him out at edwardwoodson.com. Best-selling author, senior Clinton analyst, Ed Klein. Check out his best-selling book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. Boy, that's one that sure gets a lot of buzz. And returning from last week again, and always on the show quite often, Aaron Z, NBC, on the Brink Morning Show. It's on CNBC Radio, 106.5 FM, 1050 AM, KCAA, or the call letters. Check it out. Good show. I love to listen. With that said, we got everybody in. You guys all ready to rock?
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, let's get it going. Let's start off with a serious story that really I've been getting a lot of emails on, and I've been on a lot of shows talking about. And it's getting some play on the mainstream media, but not as much as I really thought it would. And I'm talking about the Russian airliner that was shot down, where over 200 were killed. And ISIS is taking responsibility for this, but of course everyone's questioning if they're really just taking responsibility to, you know, pump up their name brand, so to say, that they are terrorist supreme and they attack everyone from Americans to everyone in the Middle East and now Russia as well for their involvement in Syria. But it's getting pretty alarming because American officials that have been looking into this and other people looking into it have said that it appears all but certain that there was a bomb on board. And, of course, if a bomb's on board blowing up an airliner, it probably will be linked to ISIS, who is claiming that they did it. This troubles me for a lot of reasons, and we'll get your thoughts in a second. But the U.S. has been battling ISIS for what appears to be years now with very little results. Millions of dollars, close to half a billion spent on trying to train forces that we sent in there to retrain their ground troops, which completely failed. Now we see Russia's in there. They were pushing back, making progress, makes us look bad in the area because Putin was able to do in a few weeks what we couldn't do in a couple of years. But now with the airline shot down, if it turns out that ISIS is the correct group behind this, now Putin will even clamp down more, and that's scary to me for a few reasons, because one, if he's successful in really wiping out ISIS, which would be a great thing, but it will give them so much control and power in that region that countries will say he was able to do and Russia was able to do what the United States could not do. So let me start with you, John, on this. What's your thoughts on this?
I think the beginning of your premise is absolutely right. I think that what's going to happen here is if it does turn out to be ISIS, Putin is indeed going to clamp down. The good news for that is that indeed if he does, he's going to have some serious firepower behind it, and he will probably do some serious damage to what they've got to, what they've got to fight with. But I'm not so sure about control in the region. I mean, keep in mind, we've been trying to control that region now, not just for the last 5 years, but for the last 50, and it hasn't gone terribly well. So I don't know that he's going to have any kind of great success because it's like herding cats. There's just too many influences for one guy, whether it's Vladimir Putin, Barack Obama, Ronald Reagan, or anybody, to try to keep a hold of.
Well, and, you know, I hear what John is saying, but at the same time, you know, to control that region, look what's going on in Iraq. We haven't really been that successful there. But we see Russia's already lining up with Iran, who's trying to seize control over the whole Middle East, as we know. Will more countries, if Russia keeps being successful, pushes back ISIS, we know Syria is going to be on board with them. Iran will be partnering up with them. To me, it seems like if you get certain dominoes to fall into place, they're basically going to have the largest voice now in the Middle East against us. Am I missing something?
Are you talking to me, Edward Woodson?
Yeah, Ed, jump on in.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I think this has been done. Look, let's be honest here. Putin was able to destroy the command and control of ISIS in 72 hours, something that the U.S. has not been able to do. And the reason why the U.S. has not been able to do it is because they don't want to do it. Let's be honest here. Barack Obama has no intention of getting rid of ISIS. He never has. In fact, I would argue that ISIS is a creation of the United States and trying to destabilize the region. Okay? I mean, there is no question about that if they wanted to get rid of ISIS, they would have. And this poppycock that we have tried to, in fact, support the moderate rebels, okay? There's no such thing as a moderate rebel. We spent $500 million to train five guys, okay? It's a joke. And in terms of Putin, I mean, look, they've already had influence in the region. They've had a naval base there for a long time. Why wouldn't we want Putin to go in there and destroy ISIS? And I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you that Putin is going to go in there and he's going to now turn the place into a parking lot because of what they've done. You know, it's very clear that they indeed put a bomb on board that plane. You know, this is the largest terrorist attack since 9/11. So I guarantee you Putin isn't going to let that go because he's gangster and Barack Obama is stuck in the teacher's lounge talking about it.
Yeah, I agree. Something more has to be done, and Putin's going to want to send a strong message. We only got 3 minutes left, so in a minute and a half, Ed, because I want to get Aaron in on this too. Ed Klein, what's your thoughts on this? What do we expect to see moving forward?
Well, I'm thinking about what Putin did when the
Muslims made problems for him in Chechnya. He went in and he flattened the place. What he's going to try to do now with ISIS. The problem with ISIS, however, is that spread all over the place. And Putin is going to have to be very selective in where he focuses his military might. But I do think he will do that. I think he has to do that in order for his domestic political reasons. And meanwhile, everybody has forgotten that Barack Obama said he had Al-Qaeda and the terrorists on the run. Well, this is the result of his being having them on the run.
Yeah, on the run, more like Paul McCartney Band on the run. All right, we have only 2 minutes left. Aaron Brinker, what do you think on this? Where is it leading to?
Yeah, I guess ISIS really isn't the JV squad, are they? I honestly think Putin is a man who takes pictures of himself with his shirt off riding horses. He wrestles bears. He is not going to let his region like a ton of bricks. ISIS is not, if they're expecting an Obama-like response to this, they're not going to get it. He's going to be the strong man in the region. And Fox News reported today that Obama is, quote unquote, very seriously considering possibility bomb brought down. And it, again, sounds mealy-mouthed. It sounds weak. It sounds, if you guys do it one more time, you're going to get in trouble. Yeah, okay. It just, it's driving me crazy. Putin is going to have the very strong reaction that everybody's expecting.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Aaron Brinker. I'm expecting a very strong reaction from Putin on this, and I think he's going to use that as a large stepping stone to really show the difference on how a strong leader operates and means what he says and does what he says, because we saw all the lines drawn in the sand with Barack Obama and all the different pledges and promises he was going to do, specifically, as you mentioned, I think, Ed Woodson, about $500 million spent. And I think it produced 50 soldiers, and the reports came that once they were, quote-unquote, unleashed on the enemy, within a week, all of them were either dead, captured, or surrendered. So what a disaster and what an embarrassment around the world our country has turned into in so many ways in dealing in these international affairs, where we used to be the look and hope of the world. Everyone came to us expecting us to step in and do what was right and create a better world. But it doesn't seem it's going that way much anymore under the present leadership. And it's all about leadership. We're going to...
Speak non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
All right, everybody, we're back. We're going to pick up where we left off. Listen, everybody, I just want a quick yes or no answer on this. Based on this new horrific terrorist attack, and everyone's up in arms about it, and they need to be, do you expect to see the United States get involved in this and possibly send in ground troops? Just a yes or no or a one-sentence answer. I'll start with you, Ed Woodson.
No. Okay. The administration doesn't want to, they don't want to get, they don't want to destroy ISIS, so they would have. Come on.
Okay, Ed Klein.
I say no as well, for the very reason that Barack Obama has absolutely no taste for intervention in the Middle East.
Okay, let's get to you, Aaron Hunt Brinker.
No, he's going to leave it alone. He doesn't, remember the red line, that nothing happened with that, nothing will happen with this.
Okay, and we'll close it out with you, John Grayson.
I disagree. I mean, the answer is yes. I think we're already there, and it's unfortunate, but we're going to be goaded into this because for some reason we think we want control of Syria. Why? I don't know.
Well, I think we are going to get involved and do something. It's going to be a push from Congress, and I think the president is going to act on it rather than appear weak, because if not, I think this will become a huge issue during election time that look what went on, yet another terrorist attack. Our president stood by, did nothing, and I think the Republicans will use that to their advantage. And I agree with you, John. I don't know why we want to get involved in Syria, because it's our enemies and our enemies fighting. Let them fight it out and kill each other. You know, we had the chance to go in there maybe at one slim point and maybe get Assad out as president, and we blew it. Of course, Obama dropped the ball again, but now I think that road has been passed. So with that said, let's get on to the next topic. I just recently had on the show moments ago Sheriff Mack, and we were talking about the whole huge blowout with Quentin Tarantino in the news about his comments about law enforcement. And, you know, I discussed with him how disappointing it is that a great opportunity for a person with a voice that many people listen to, because he has such a big following, to really make a good learning opportunity for everybody out there, talking about police brutality, the unnecessary deaths of so many people, particularly minorities, the murder of some of these people. But the topic seemed to change to all police are murderers, and there's a white supremacy problem in this country dealing with also maybe law enforcement is just inundated with white supremacists and so on. And the conversation and narrative, which should have been about what do we do about excessive force and police brutality, how can we fix it, maybe do training, better psych training when they're first hired, better profiling before we even hire them, maybe more education, whatever it may be. The dialogue has now changed everything about Quentin Tarantino. He did this, he said this, so the focus is on him rather than the real issue. Did you hear what he said, Ed Woodson? Does it alarm you? Are you disappointed? What's your thoughts on this whole Quentin Tarantino subject?
Well, first of all, Quentin Tarantino is doing this to get street cred with the left. Okay? I mean, that's what will take his reputation with the left, and that's what this is all about. This is all about Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino doesn't care about the issue. Quentin Tarantino cares about the fact that he's got a film coming out. You know, a lot of those on the left have disparaged him in his last films, saying that he exploits black people. Okay? So he's got a new movie coming out, and that's what this is about. That's all this is. Quentin Tarantino could care less about the issue about police brutality. And, you know, and again, he's just trying to give himself some credibility and to rehabilitate himself with the left. That's what this is all about.
Okay, I'm going to jump to you, Aaron Hunt Brinker. Do you think it's just about Quentin Tarantino, promoting Quentin Tarantino, getting airtime, being able to get on all these shows, and while he's on those shows, do a nice quick plug, and by the way, let's not talk about me with police brutality for a second, but I have a new film called So-and-So coming out in a couple of weeks. Do you think that's really the bottom line?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Quentin Tarantino has made his fortune by selling gratuitous violence and cheapening how human life is perceived by especially young people. If we have a problem with violence in this country, I blame people like him and especially him. Shame on him, acting like he knows what he's talking about. He needs to go away in the sunset. I hope nobody goes and sees this movie.
Well, let me ask you, Ed Klein, you know, a lot of points he makes. On some shows, he was talking about specific instances, like the Eric Garner case in Staten Island, how that gentleman was murdered. He was put in a chokehold. And I agree with that. I think there was many instances and specific cases he brought up. The Walter Scott case, the Sam Dubois case, all those cases, people were murdered at the hands of police. And while I'm an advocate against police violence, I'm a civil rights attorney and criminal defense attorney for 25 years. I take on City Hall, the police department all the time here in New York and around the country. So I'm a big, outspoken person on this topic. But while there's many bad, there's the vast majority that are good. And I think his message got lost because it was too sweeping. When you start saying there's a white supremacy problem in this country and they're basically saying they're all murderers or most of them are murderers, or he changed the dialogue, which really ultimately hurts what could have been discussed. But let's look at the other picture. There is some merit to the fact that we do have a problem with policing in this country, but it should have been approached in a better way. Do you think differently?
Here's what I think. I love it when white liberals talk about police misconduct and don't mention the fact that the vast majority of black violent murders are caused by other African Americans and don't say a word about that and get on their high horse about the what I consider to be a rather small number of police or percentage of police who are out of control. And the second thing that I would say is he calls America a white supremacist country. Huh. We've just elected an African American to the White House twice in a row, and Republicans now, in vast majorities, are voting in favor of Ben Carson, who is another African American. How does that line up with white supremacy?
Well, it certainly doesn't, Ed, and it's a misplaced comment, again, sensationalized, so he'll get attention. He'll be on all these media shows, which he's on, and people like us on my show, and I'm sure a lot of your shows, we're talking about him. So, you know, point driven, he got his free publicity. He got free ad time for his movie coming out, so he could help promote that, and maybe people watch his old movies on DVDs or Netflix. So it's a win across the board for him. And it's unfortunate because he said things that just went too far. But at the same time, there are some issues that could have been discussed that weren't. And you raised one of the good points, Ed, and I'll move on to you now, John Grayson, to talk about this, that the vast majority of violence and deaths and murders involving blacks in this country is black-on-black crime. You just have to go to Chicago, and you'll see the numbers there for a holiday weekend, and your head will spin. It's so shocking. And yet, you don't hear a lot of conversation about that. It's about all these other tangential areas, and I think the overall point is missed, why we're not doing something there. Why aren't we?
Well, I think we are, and I think you're seeing that, too. I think you are seeing that kind of thing addressed. It's just that it gets shouted down a lot because somebody like Quentin Tarantino steps up and says something dumb. I mean, as far as him getting credibility from the left, when Mayor Bill de Blasio says you've said something insensitive, I don't know how much credibility he's got from the left on this. But the thing is, what gets lost in that is, well, okay, most black people who are murdered by other black people. Most white people who are murdered by other white people. That doesn't mean it's okay for cops to come in and kill more of them. So I don't really see where the through line is from one issue to the other. It's an obfuscation. But getting back to Quentin Tarantino and what he said, yeah, I think what he said is insensitive, but there's a reason why I go see movies like Pulp Fiction, and you know, I love Quentin Tarantino's movies. But when I'm thinking about something, when I'm trying to come up with a position on an issue, I don't sit there and think to myself, I wonder what Quentin Tarantino would say about this. I just don't care. It's a non-issue. He doesn't enter into my thought process.
Well, I agree with that. I don't think most people are going to him to get a commentary on social or current events or political debates that are taking place. But the problem is he's a known public figure. He's a director and a writer that many people follow, and they love his films. And people see people on TV, they see people in the movies, and they give them instant credibility, instant believability, and for some reason think that what they have to say is important, accurate, true, or intelligent. And we all know that that's not the case. But the problem is, many people do listen to what he says. That's the reason he was asked to come up on a platform and speak at a major demonstration. Because people know his face, know his movies, and they know that he has a following. And that's what gets scary about things like this. While I'm a big advocate to free speech, I'm glad someone like Quentin Tarantino came out and said these things for one reason. Because it shows you can listen to speech, and you know what? You could agree with it, and you could disagree with it. And it's good to hear these different views, because from them we all learn, and we all educate ourselves better. And we should, because we shouldn't just listen to who these so-called public figures and celebrities are, because you know what? They don't have the answers, folks. So when you listen to this show, you're hearing myself right now speaking with four of the experts and people that are on the radio all the time and on TV. And we all have different points of view. Sometimes they're the same. Sometimes they're vastly different. But you form your own opinion. Do your own research. Go online. Look things up. Read books. Get information. Because information, everybody, is power. That's how you get to the right solutions. Don't form a solution or a resolution or an answer based on other people. With that said, we're out of time. I want to thank our great panel. Everybody stick around to overtime, which is coming up in just a minute. And again, check us out, www.adamthompsonshow.com. Everything Adam Thompson there, including our Facebook, Twitter pages, everything else, all that good fun stuff. And remember, until next time, question everything.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it sealed. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy.
cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.